This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, here's the latest outrage. This is why the American people are so fed up with the corrupt justice system in America, a two-tier justice system. The state of Illinois, which is a corrupt cesspool run by Democrats, has pressured the Chicago PD to drop all charges against Jussie Smollett, the gay black actor who faked the hate crime hoax against himself, claiming that it was two white people wearing Make America Great Again hats who attacked him at, I don't know, what was it, like 2:30 in the morning or something in Chicago. The facts are already known in this case. He hired these two Nigerian brothers to do it, paid them money. They went out and bought a noose. They bought the hats. I mean, it's all on video. We've already seen the footage and the stills from the video. And the Nigerian brothers had already cooperated with police and given their testimony. The whole story had already unraveled. And a grand jury had, in fact, brought down 16 charges against Jussie Smollett. And now, after all that, the charges are being dropped against him by the state. Now, this doesn't mean that the federal charges are dropped, because the FBI is investigating this separately, and the DOJ has jurisdiction because Smollett used the mail to send a fake hate crime hoax letter to himself. I mean, this story is just insane. But the state charges have been dropped. Well, I should say the state pressured the local PD to drop the local charges. That's what's happened. Because Illinois is a corrupt cesspool of Democrats. And it's now clear that they are willing to let Democrats go free on just about anything. Just like Hillary Clinton never got indicted for obstruction of justice, for destroying all those emails, for lying to America, for accepting money from foreign donors. I mean, you talk about official corruption. Hillary Clinton is the poster child of it. And Barack Obama, his crimes of international money laundering and giving weapons potential to Iran. I mean, an actual nuclear weapons development deal that he approved with Iran to make sure they got nuclear weapons in the next 10 years. And Obama hasn't faced any charges at all. See, this is what frustrates people to no end in America. If a white guy had been in Chicago and falsely claimed that two black guys beat him up and got caught, you think the charges against him would be dropped? Of course not. This is happening because Jussie Smollett is a liberal, because he's black, because he's gay, because he checks off all those boxes. This is liberal privilege. He is getting off the hook because of liberal privilege, because the liberals in Chicago, the Democrats, don't want this man to face these charges, even though he absolutely should face these charges. This is an incredible injustice, and it just shows yet again that we have a two-tier justice system in this country. But even worse, this is going to encourage more people to commit more hate crime hoaxes. Because if Jussie Smollett got away with it, other people are going to think, well, gosh, we could get away with it too. Apparently, there are no consequences for faking hate crime hoaxes, which is what he did. It's amazing. Because you see, the left has to keep hate alive. That should be the Democrat slogan for 2020. Vote Democrat, keep the hate alive. They have to keep the hoaxes going. They have to keep the hate crimes going. And they have to make sure that their people never go to jail, even when they get caught. Because there's hardly any real racism left in America. There might be small pockets of it here and there. But as far as systemic racism against people for being black or for being gay, doesn't exist. In fact, there's so little hate crime in America that the people who want to be victims of hate crimes have to hire people to beat them up. They have to pay people to commit hate crimes. So we are now living under a justice system in this country that has no justice whatsoever. It's all selective prosecution, just like the deep state went after Trump for the last 2.5 years. Selective prosecution, going after innocent people for crimes they didn't commit, i.e. Trump and the Russia collusion hoax. Meanwhile, the same justice system exonerates guilty people who committed real crimes. So this is where we are in America today, and this is what frustrates the heck out of everybody. If there's justice, it's supposed to be equally applied to everybody. If you committed a crime and there's all this evidence against you, that should count. If you didn't commit a crime and there is no evidence against you and it's all just made up, then you should be exonerated. But there is evidence against Jussie Smollett, a lot of evidence. There's no evidence that Trump colluded with Russia to steal the election. That was a total hoax, entirely fabricated from the start. So this is what we're dealing with now, folks. This is what gets people extremely angry. And today I'm calling for the Department of Justice to investigate the Chicago PD and the state of Illinois, because I think that there is a case of extreme criminal corruption taking place there now to cover up this crime, to fraudulently exonerate Jussie Smollett for political purposes, in the same way that the tech giants are censoring people for political purposes. Everything's political now. If you get arrested and you are the right person, you're gay, you're black, you're a liberal, you're a TV actor, you're part of the elite, then guess what? Oh, you don't go to jail. All the charges get dropped because you're a special privileged person. Well, that's not what justice is supposed to be. That's not America. And we have to correct this. If this doesn't get corrected, I mean, we're talking about a lawless society here, the breakdown of law and order. And you know where that leads. It leads to civil war. So Jussie Smollett had better get held accountable, or there are going to be a lot of people in this country who are going to throw their hands in the air and say, well, what on earth is the point of abiding by any laws? If this is a lawless country now, if laws only apply to certain political targets, but nobody else, then why should any citizen follow laws? Why should any citizen consent to be governed by a bunch of corrupt bureaucrats in the state of Illinois or in Washington, D.C., for that matter? This is serious. We either have a nation of laws or we are living under, you know, despotism. So people need to... There need to be consequences for this, and it better happen now. Read my website to stay informed, newstarget.com. Thanks for listening. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health and it's clean.